whenever two companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would meet, then they would not part ways after their meeting without one of them reciting Surah Al-Asr to the other one. And thereafter they would make salam to one another and depart. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, on the conclusion of their encounter with one another, would recite Surah Asr. And this was on account of the profound, the pertinent message contained in the surah. It's regarding this very message of the surah that Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahumullah said, لو تدبر الناس هذه السورة لوسعتهم. If people ponder on the message of the surah, it would suffice them to reform their ways and gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Almighty Allah say in the surah? Wal Asr. By the oath of time. Allah commences the surah by taking an oath by time. And generally, a person will take an oath when he wants to convince the person being addressed that he's speaking the truth. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most truthful. And hence, the oath of Almighty Allah is not to convince us that his statement is true. Rather, the oath of Almighty Allah is to emphasize the importance of the thing on which the oath is being taken. So by taking an oath on time, Almighty Allah is emphasizing the importance of time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah then goes on to declare that indeed man is in a state of loss. And when the first verse is an oath by time, and the next verse is that mankind is in a state of loss, then due to the two first verses being linked, Almighty Allah is telling us that mankind is in a state of loss regarding time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two bounties are such, many people incur a loss in their regard, good health and free time. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood the true value of time. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, أَدْرَقْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُمْ أَشَّحَّ عَلَىٰ أُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دَرَاهِمِهِ وَدَنَانِيرِهِ. Amid such people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were more possessive of their time than their wealth. In this world, when a man has a business, then his business runs on capital. In the business world, the person who is admired by all is the one who uses the least capital yet realizes the greatest profit. And on the contrary, if a person's capital is constantly diminishing without earning him any profit, he will be regarded as a man who is wasting and throwing away his capital. So in a similar manner, man has been sent to the world to purchase Jannah. In order to purchase Jannah, he will first have to bring Iman and thereafter carry out trade in this world. A trade is a trade of righteous actions and it is based on the capital of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange of them receiving Jannah. So in this verse, Allah mentions that they are buying Jannah with our lives. We are buying Jannah with our lives. And if we ponder over this, we will realize that our lives is nothing more than moments of time that are strung together in a chain of continuity. A poet says, حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدْ فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى نَفَسٌ مِنْهَا انْتَقَسَتْ بِهِ جُزْءًا. Your life consists of counted breaths. So whenever you take a breath, you have decreased a portion of your life. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu once mentioned, Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyamun, fakullama dhahaba yawmun, dhahaba ba'duk. Oh man, your life comprises of nothing more than days. So whenever a day passes, a portion of your life has been lost. The capital of wealth will not be squandered and wasted without some action or input from a person's side. You will have to continuously spend it or do something with it. Merely leaving it will not cause it to deplete or disappear. As far as the capital of time is concerned, it passes by every second. Whether we do anything or not, whether we like it or not, it's a liquid capital that never ceases to flow away, regardless of whether we are awake or asleep. For our time to be wasted, we have to do nothing. With every moment that passes, an invaluable portion of our capital diminishes. And the business world is one which involves a great amount of speculation through which one's capital is threatened. For example, a person imports a container of goods and the deal is concluded at a certain price in dollars. A few months later, when the container arrives, the dollar rate has dropped and now he stands to suffer a loss. At that point, he regrets his decision and thinks, why did I not wait for the rate to drop? Nabi Sassam has informed us in advance that although Jannah is the place of eternal happiness, even the inhabitant of Jannah will lament over the capital of time he has wasted. وَلَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاءَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا. The people of Jannah will not regret anything besides the moments of time in which they did not engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A simple way to understand the value of time is through the example of an ice seller. There was once an ice seller who set out from home with a block of ice, and he was eager to sell the ice as he had a family to support and was currently in difficulty. And as he left home, he happened to see a group of boys playing soccer in a nearby field, and his interest arose and he paused to watch them. Their dribbling, their tricks, their goal scoring was so entertaining that before he realized it, a whole hour had elapsed and one third of the ice block had melted away. He thus left the match and proceeded. However, further down the road, he saw a circus show, the monkey riding a bicycle, doing a cartwheel, a parrot reciting poetry. It was so captivating. And once again, he remained absorbed in the distraction for a whole hour until another third of the ice melted away, leaving him with one third. Finally, he left the circus sideshow and proceeded. Came across friends and stopped to chat to him. And the conversation with them engrossed him. And before he realized it, another hour had elapsed and he had now nothing that remained from his ice block. He now began to, wring his hands in regret, lamenting his loss and foolishness. Had he valued time, he would not have allowed his capital to simply melt away. So in this regard, each and every one of us hold the capital time like an ice seller. Whereas he squandered a portion of his capital watching children kick a ball, many people waste hours in various obsessions and futile hobbies. Whereas the ice seller wasted a portion of his time watching a circus sideshow, we waste hours and hours watching and reading novels and watching things that are futile. In fact, in some cases, let alone children, even adults are hooked onto games and while away hours and hours, doing basically what would be a regret for us. And just as the ice cream seller's final portion of the capital, while he chatted to friends, we simply waste hours and hours chatting, whether it is on social media or in real. And if we seriously analyze, what we talk about, we realize that most of our discussions are futile. So it's time for us to introspect. We find countless avenues in which we while away hours of invaluable time, and we need to realize, we need to value these moments. Yahya ibn Hubayra once mentioned, وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْفَسُ مَا أُنِيتَ بِحِفْذِهِ وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلُ مَا عَلَيْكَ يَضِيءُ. Time is the most valuable asset that you would be concerned to safeguard, and I see it to be the asset that is squandered by you most easily. Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah said, صَحِبْتُ الصُّوفِيَةَ فَلَمْ أَسْتَفِذْ مِنْهُمْ سِوَى حَرْفَيْنِ أَحَدُهُمَا قَوْلُهُمْ. Imam Shafi says, I spent some time in the group of the Sufia, and the greatest benefit I received from them was two statements. One is, الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَقْطَعْهُ قَطَعَكْ. The time is a sword. If you do not finish it by using it in avenues of benefit, it will finish you. And the second is that he says he heard it is, نَفْسُكَ. And if you do not engage your life in works of righteousness, it will engage you in futile activities. Today, we take time for granted. Many people say that we have ample time to reform ourselves and become pious. We'll perform our qadha salah later. when we are older and retired, we fail to realize that we have no guarantee of even leaving the masjid or leaving any place alive, leaving our home alive. Ibn Adam, Iyaka wa Taswif, fa inna bi yawmik wa lasta bi ghadin, fa illam takun ghadun lak, fa kiss fi ghadin kama kista fil yawm. Oh man, beware of procrastinating. If you are here today, and may not be here tomorrow. If you do love to see tomorrow, then you can be intelligent tomorrow by utilizing your time wisely once again, just as you were intelligent today. And if you do not love to see tomorrow, at least you will not regret and lament over the opportunities you wasted today. Normally people have, you know, the habit of making New Year's resolutions, birthday resolutions, things like losing weight or giving up smoking. A believer does not wait for that time or even for Ramadan to make the change. We are not guaranteed. If we resolve to make a change now and repent to Allah, then even if you pass away after a few moments, Almighty Allah will view us as people who have repented and they have taken the first step towards reformation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes the solution for a person to save himself from the colossal loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who brought iman, carried out righteous deeds, and advised each other towards the truth, and advised each other towards patience. And in these verses, Almighty Allah has given us a four-point solution which addresses two spheres, a person's personal life and the overall condition of society. The first solution is to bring iman. While we brought iman, we can never become complacent if we do not consistently make effort to strengthen and safeguard our iman. We can easily lose it. After bringing iman, striving to perform works of righteousness is an effort that each person should make in his own life. If a person has iman and is using his time correctly by engaging in acts of righteousness, then he's not in a state of loss, rather he's a winner. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ شَمْسُهُ فِيهِ إِلَّا يَقُولُ مَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ يَعْمَلْ فِي خَيْرٍ فَلْيَعْمَلْ فَإِنِّي غَيْرُ مُكَرَّرٍ عَلَيْكَ أَبَدًا. There is no day in which the sun rises except that the day announces, the one who is able to carry out any good deed should do so, as I will never be repeated and returned to you. The second two points are for the reformation of society. Allah instructs us to advise one another, encouraging one another towards the truth and towards adopting patience and steadfastness. And this verse can also mean that we should encourage one another towards works of righteousness and towards abstaining from sin. If a person is striving for piety but is in a corrupt society, it will be difficult for him to achieve his goal, as the environment is not one conducive to piety. On a similar note, the mini environment in society in which we all live is the environment of our homes. If we desire our children to grow up with righteousness, pious, then the change will begin at home. Furthermore, it's not enough for a person to merely worry about himself and make an effort to reform only himself. Rather, the verse of the Quran Majid instructs us to exhort one another to righteousness. And in this regard, each person is responsible and accountable for this, who are under your authority, who are under your influence, your wife, your children, your dependents. Obviously, the manner in which we advise one another is paramount importance. We should adopt an approach which will produce the desired result, that people will reform themselves. With some people, we need to speak gently, while with others, it may be necessary to enforce discipline. So, we've all been sent into this world with limited capital of time. None of us know the exact or the full extent of our capital. Some people have been given 70 years, others have been given 7 years. It's only when a person's time is up that we realize the value of what we've squandered. At that time, one will wish that you have performed your qadha, recited the Quran, that you made your wasiyat, that you settled your debt. Some people wish they had a few moments to erase and delete certain actions that they did. However, a wise person is one who does all of that now. May Allah give us the ability.